Today's Shir's Masecht Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the end of the line with the words, Hahu Uvda. Begins the Gemara. Hahu Uvda Dehava Ben Nardoa. There was a certain incident that took place in Nardoa. The Dashu Yisrael Va'ovid Kechavim Lahu Chamra, where a Jew and an idol worshipper step on wine, and the question was whether by the goy stepping on the wine, did he cause it to become usher v'shia Shmuel tlasa rigli, and Shmuel postponed his psak concerning this wine for three yom tovim, as Rashi explains, the last Rashi on the Amud, that every yontiv the Talmidei Chachamim would gather together to hear the drasha from the Rav, from the Rosh Yeshiva, who would darshan on Pesach, he would darshan Hilchas Pesach, on Atzeres, on Shavuos, he would darshan the Hilchas Shavuos, and on the Sukkos, on the Chag, he would darshan the Hilchas of the Chag. So Shmuel hoped that he would find an Amora, he would find a Talmud Chacham who would know a certain Brisa that would be a Siyua, that would be a proof to the Psak that Shmuel wanted to render on this wine. Now, if we look at the bottom Tosfos on this Amud, we see that Tosfos had a different girsa in our Gemara than the one we have. We have the girsa Hahu of the Davar ben Nardoa. There was a certain incident in Nardoa. In fact, many of the stories that we're going to have in the next stuff begin with this these words, Hahu Uvda. There was an incident, one incident, a different incident. So according to the way we have the Girsa, this Gemara has nothing to do with the previous Gemara of the story of the Hahu Yanuka that we learned at the end of yesterday's shir. However, Tosfos had a different girsa. Tosfos' girsa was Have Uvda Ben Nardoa. There was an incident in Nardoa. And Tosfos learns that there is a linkage between the story of the Ahu Yanuka at the end of yesterday's shir and the new story that we are learning in today's shir in Nardoa. And Tosfos Lishitase, the way he learned the story of Ahu Yanuka, sees a linkage. Because in the story of Ahu Yanuka, there was this boy, which is in the middle of our Amud, who mastered Masechta Avodah Zarah at 6 years old, and they asked him a shaila in Hilchas Yayin Nesach, Ma'ol Lidrachim Ovid Kechavim Begas, can a Jew get wages, can he have Hanoah from pressing grapes in a wine press together with the goy? And as Tosfos is Medayik, that the question was not, can the goy work with the Jew? But rather, the question was posed to him, can the Jew work with the goy? And Tosfos is medayik from this, that the wine press belonged to the goy. And therefore, there was no question that the wine is usher to drink, because it certainly goes into the category of stam yenom, that the Chachamim prohibited a Jew to drink from. The question was, would there also be an Isser Hanoah as well? Would it have a din of Yayin Nesach, and therefore it would be prohibited in Hanoah as well? And they told him that the hands were of the goy were tied. And the question was, is it not only Usser Vishtia, is it also Usser Bahanoah? So he responded to them that you're allowed, the Jew could get wages, he could have Hanoah from that wine, which he was pressing with the goy. And then they asked him, but he'll touch it with his hands, he'll be menaseich, he'll agitate the wine, and it will be a halach of nisach hayayin, and therefore it should be yayin nesach. And on that, the child answered, the way Tosfos explains it, that when you told me the case, you told me his hands were tied up. If his hands were tied up, so we know that he's not being menaseich to the Avodah Zarah. Then they asked him, but what about his feet? And on that, the Yanuka responded, nisach deregel loy shmei nisach, that's not the derech to serve an idol by agitating it being menasech, pouring it with your legs, or touching and agitating it with your legs, that's not covered for the Avodah Zorah. They didn't do that. And therefore, it would not go into the category of Yayin Nesach, that it should be Aser Ba'anah. It would just be in the category of Goyisha wine, Stam Yenam, which, although it's not Aser Ba'anah in all cases, as we'll soon see, but it does remain Aser B'shtiyah. So that was yesterday's story of the Ahu Yanuka. On that, Tosfos says, the Girs is, Have Uvda B'Nardo. There was another story in Nardo. Now, Tosfos points out that this story is not exactly the same, but there is one common denominator that links the two stories together. The story is not the same because the story of the Ahu Yanuka was where it was for sure Aser B'Shtiyah, because it was the Gentiles' wine, so there's no way that we could say it's Mutter B'Shtiyah to drink it. It's certainly Aser B'Shtiyah. The question was, could the Jew get wages and have Hanoah from that wine? And on that, the answer was, since his hands are tied up, the goys, therefore, the nisach haregel is loishmei nisach, and therefore, it's stam yenam, but has nothing to do with yain nesach aser banah, and the Jew could get the wages, he could have enough from the wine. And now, the Gemara relates that there was a story in Nardah, which was different, because here we're speaking about Jewish wine, and the goy is working in a Jewish wine press. And here the question is not only perhaps it's Mutter Banah, here the question is maybe it's even Mutter B'Shtiyah. So why are we bringing this, according to Tosfos, why is this story being linked to the story of Ahu Yanuka? If the story of Ahu Yanuka is about Gentile wine press, Gentile wine, and here we're speaking about a Jewish wine press and Jewish wine, the answer is that there's one common denominator. There's a linkage. The linkage is because the pressing was being done only with the foot, and therefore this psak of the Yanuka, that nisach de regel, loishmei nisach, comes into play, and that's why the Gemara brought it. So the way we have the Girsa, it's a totally different story, not linked to the previous story, because that's Gentile wine. Here we're speaking about Jewish wine that a goy touched. However, according to Tosfos, it's a different case, but there is a linkage because of the issue of nisach de regel, loishmei nisach. And we learned that Shmuel waited for three regalim in order to see if a Amora would bring a brisa which would support the psak that he wanted to give. Asked the Gemara, my time, why did Shmuel wait those three regalim? What was he waiting for? And what the Gemara is now going to get into is a three-way machloikis between the Rabbanan, Rab Shimon, and Rab Nosson. In order to understand this machlokes and the next few lines and our entire daf, we need to give a hagdama. Let us analyze what took place in this story in Nardah. The goy's hands were tied, and therefore there's no shiloh that he's being menaseich to the Avodah Zarah, but he's touching the wine with his feet. Now, midaraisa, in front of an Avodah Zarah, the derech was to be menaseich wine. And that's an Isser D'Raisa. Not in front of an Avodah Zarah, the derech to serve the Avodah Zarah was shichshuch, to agitate the wine. That also is Aser Midaraisa. The Rabbonon asered stam yenam. If you get wine from a goy and you don't know for sure that he was menaseich, the Rabbanan said stam yenam is also forbidden. And if a goy touches Jewish wine and we suspect that perhaps he was being menaseich, that also would be aser midarabban. Our sugya here is speaking about where a goy is touching Jewish wine, either we're going to get into a case where it's accidental. For example, the Mishnah further on Daf Samach Amud Beis, where we learned Nafal Labor Va'ala. He went into a pit of wine and he came out. So he fell into the wine accidentally. He touched it without any kavana whatsoever. Or our case here, which is a case where he's touching it with kavana, but he has a different kavana. He doesn't have a kavana l'nasech, Nisach, the regal loishmei nisach. That's not how you're menasach to the Avodah Zarah. That's not how you agitate or pour to the Avodah Zarah. So here he's doing it in order to press out wine. So where you have a touching by a goy of Jewish wine, either accidental or with a different kavana, and we don't suspect that he's doing it for nisach, what is the halacha there? And that's a three-way machlokes. Rab Shimon is the most makel. He holds that it's not only mutter b'ano, it's even mutter b'shtia. Rab Nosson is the most machmer. He holds not only is it aser b'shtia, but it's even aser b'ano. And the Rabbanan are in the middle. The Rabbanan hold that it's aser b'shtia, but it's mutter b'ano. Now, when the Gemara is asking, my time, why did Shmuel wait? The Gemara understands that Shmuel does not hold like the Rabbanan. Because if he holds like the Rabbanan, who are the majority, the normal thing is to paskin like the majority, there's nothing to wait for. Go after the Rabbin. But apparently Shmuel held that the halacha is either like Rab Nosson or like Rab Shimon, and therefore he wanted to wait three regalim to find a brisa that supports his psak. And that's what the Gemara now is going to go into. Who did Shmuel think the halach is like? Did he hold its le'is or even b'shtia and b'ano like Rab Nosson? Or did he hold that shtia and hano are both mutter like Rav Shimon? Now, in order to understand the svara of the machlokes here between these three tanoim, we have to develop a very important yesod, which l'chayr we see from the Rishonim, and that is that when it comes to the gzeira, the rabbanon of stam yenam, there are two elements involved. There's an element of yayin nesach, that perhaps the goy is, we don't know he's being menasach to the Avodah Zarah, but perhaps he was menasach to Avodah Zarah. And there's also, as we learned before in Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, they asered yayin mishum b'naiseyam, that if he is going to drink wine with a shiksa, with a Gentile woman, he could come to chasnas, he could come to marry her. And therefore they forbid the wine of a goy. Now, the difference of these two reasons for the Isser of Stam Yenam is that if it's only because of B'nai Seyem, then it will be Aser B'shtia Bat Mutter Behano, as we find Bishalakum and Pasakum and the Shemen, all of these things were prohibited B'shtia, b'achila, but they were permitted b'ano. It wasn't necessary in order to make a safeguard against chasnas to aserit b'ano as well. However, if there's an element, if we suspect that there might be nisach to the avodah zarah, then it would be aser b'ano as well. And we see this from a rush. Let us first, before we go to the Rosh, see what the Mechaber and the Ramah in the beginning of Hilchas Yayin Nesach Simen Kuf Chav Gimel tell us about Stam Yenam. Is regular wine, which we don't know was used for an Avodah Zarah, was agitated or poured for Avodah Zarah, it was owned by a goy, is that wine Aser B'ano as well, says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, Stam Yenim Shal Amimim, Oiv the Kuchavim, Aser B'ano, V'hu Adin L'magom B'yayin Shalanu. There's no difference whether the goy owns this wine, and we don't know that he served Avodah Zarah, but there's a gzeira on his wine, and it's Aser B'ano, and also if he touches our wine, we also suspect that he did it for the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it would become Aser B'ano. However, the Ramah tells us that the reason is, says the Ramah, Bishum Gzeiris Yain Shenis Nasech Le'alila. That's why it's Aser B'ano. But then the Ramah says, Ubizman Azeh She'enoi Shchiach She'umas Menaschim Lavarish Kechavim. In our times, it's not a usual thing. it's not a prevalent thing that they pour wine to the Avodah Zorah. Yesh Oimrim, the Magoi, V'chom Yayim Shalonu. If a goy touches our wine, Einoi Oser Banoa, Rak Bishtia. Then it's not Oser Banoa, it's only Oser Bishtia. V'chein Stam Yayim Shalahem, Einoi Oser Lanes V'menu. And even their regular wine that they own, there's no Isser Hanob is manazeh. Ulachain mutter ligvus bechoyve minavichovim stam yenam. Mivnei davi kamatzel miyadim. A goy owes you money, and the only thing you're able to get from the goy is his regular wine. Now, if it would be Osir Banor, you couldn't take that wine and then sell it. If it would be Osir Banor. But in order to save your choyv, they are mekilim that hold that yai, stam yain of a goy today is mutter banor, and that's a way that you can be goy for your choyv. Now, the problem that the Rishonim deal with, which we will learn at the end of today's shir in a long toisus at the end of Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the Rosh and other Rishonim deal with this problem. How were the Rabbanon matter an Isser if they made an Isser of Stam Yen, which is Usser in Hana? So we know that the only time you can be matter something that a previous Bezdin ustered is if you have a Bezdin that's Gadol B'Chochma B'Minyan. So how were we matter stam yenem bano if the Chazal originally asked it bano? So the Rosh tells us here on Daf Nun Zayin at the end of Ois Zayin, v'zel shaynai umiu yeshloim reshem etchila loy hayo isr stam yenon el bishti. In the beginning, the isr of stam yain was the same as bishlakim and pasakim and shemenakim, that it was only osir bishti. Midi dehavet Hashem and upasu shlokos. Ella Mishom Shoy Rigilun Nasech, since there were many goyim who frequently would pour wine, libations to the Avodah Zorah, Asru Bana, then they made a second Isser that it's also Asru Bana, Kivin Shenis Nasech Loiv Kachav, Voidna, and now, Sheim Nasech, and now the goyim don't do that, as the Ramah says, Dinhu Shenase Yain Kishamenu Shlokais. Then the din is that it remains like Shemenu Shlokas. So from this rush, we see a very important yesod to understand our whole sugya, that if you can separate the Isser of Chasnas of Benoseyan from the Isser of Yayin Nesach, then it's only Osir Bishtia, not Osir Bano. If there's an element of Nisach HaYayin involved, then it will become Osir Bano as well. And therefore, based on this, the Ramban says, and we can find this Ramban on Daf Samach Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaschil Taima, says the Ramban, he's explaining Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon hold that if you fall into a boar and you come, the goy falls in accidentally and he comes out, that it's even mutter bishtia, you can drink the wine, says the Ramban. Kishuhu mater shaloi b'kavana, when Reb Shimon is mater a goy who fell in without any kavana and unintentionally, the leka l'meimen nisach, you can't say that he's agitating it for the Avodah Zorah, he fell in out accidentally. But then, not only is it mutter in hanoah, but matra filo b'shtia, Rav Shimon holds it's even mutter to drink it. The lek exam Shimon like saying, ela b'yainon, avol b'magon loy. So Rav Shimon shita is that the only time the Rabbanan asserts stam yainon b'shtia b'hano, that's only if it's wine that belongs to a goy. But if it's Jewish wine which a goy touched accidentally, so there's no worry about nisach. So it's not also because of Nisach. There's no worry about B'nai Seyen. And Mimel, it's Mutter B'shtiyah. It's Mutter B'ano because there's no Nisach. It's Mutter even B'shtiyah because, according to Reb Shimon, the whole Isser is only if it belongs to a goy, not if a goy touches Jewish wine. We're not worried that they're going to come to socialize and intermarriage. So therefore, Reb Shimon holds it's Mutter even B'shtiyah. The Rabbanon, what's the svar of the Rabbanon? If the Rabbanon hold that there is an Isser of Stam Yenam on wine that was touched by Jewish wine touched by a goy, so why don't the Rabbanon Asser it also Bahano? This was a question that was bothering me, and the Ramban gives the answer. Rabbanon Nami Savri Demago Nami Bechlal Gzeira Shaloye Shaisa Imo Umar Gilosai. The Rabbanon hold, they disagree with Reb Shimon. You're telling me that if a goy touches it, if a shiks is going to touch the wine, for example, Or a goy will touch the wine, and you'll begin socializing with the father, and then you'll come to the daughter. According to Rav Shimon, you don't have to worry about if it's Jewish wine. But according to the Rabbanan, no, you have to worry. But benoseyen is only an iser of shtia. Since you don't have to worry by unintentional, in this case where he touched it unintentionally, you don't have to worry about nisach. Or in the case of the Rabbanan, where he has a different kavana because he's touching it with his feet in order to press out the wine from the grapes. So then the Rabbanan say, "Lo gozru hana mishum b'naseyem." They weren't gozru hana mishum b'naseyem. Dumya. The Ramban says the same idea as the Rush, that if you can separate B'naseyan from Nisuch, then you're only worried about Shtiyah, you're not worried about Hana. If there's an element of Nisuch involved, then not only is Shtiyah Aser, Hana is also Aser. If there's no element of Nisuch involved, then there's no problem of Hana, and therefore there is though still a problem of B'naseyan, so therefore it's also B'shtiyah. Rav Nosson holds, he's machmer, Rav Nosson holds that not only is Shtiyah prohibited, but even Hana is prohibited. Why? Because he says when a goy touches wine even accidentally, or he fell into the boar accidentally, or he has a different kavan, he wants to press out the wine, but he doesn't have a kavana for nisuch, doesn't matter. If his hand came in contact with the wine, so then it is part of the gezeirah, not only of b'naseyem, which would usher it b'shtiyah, but it's also the isser of nisuch. If it's the isser of nisuch, then it's usher in hanoah as well. So now it comes out beautifully, all the shitas of Rabbanan, Rab Shimon, Rab Nosson. Rab Shimon holds when a goy touches wine, no Isurim were involved, not Nisuch, and not B'naseyim. Therefore, it's Mutter B'Hano, it's Mutter B'Shtiyah. The Rabbanan are in the middle, they hold, yeah, you're right, if it's accidental touching, there's no Nisuch problem, that's why it's Mutter B'Hano, but there is a Shtiyah problem, because it is still in the Gzera of B'naseyim. There could lead to intermarriage. There could lead to socializing with one another, and therefore the shti is prohibited, even though the hanah is mutter because there's no shash nisach. Rav Nosson is the most machmer because Rav Nosson holds once his hand touches it, then we're not only worried about b'naseyem for shtiyah, we're also worried about the ayin nesach, and that prohibits it b'ano. And now we can understand the words of the Ramah, b'zman hazeh, where the goyim do not do nesach, so then stam yenam, which used to be osir b'ano, that was only because, as the Rush explained, it started out with a two-step isser. The basis of the isser was b'naseyem. But once they saw that there were goyim who also were menasach to the avodah zoh, then they linked it up with Yayin Nesach, then they had a prohibited Bano. Once the Bizman Azed Goyim don't do that, so the Rosh says, and that's how the Ramah is bringing his Shita, that the Isser of Nisach falls away, and all you're left is with the original Isser of Yayin Nesach, Mishum B'Naseyem, which is the same Isser of Chasnas that we find by Pas and Shlokis, by Bishlokim, and therefore it's only Usser B'Shtia, and it is not Usser B'Hano. Based on this Agdama, let us now go through the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why did Shmuel wait at the bottom of Nun Vav Amid Beis? Ilema Mishum de Kesavra, as we turn to Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishkach Natana. If I find a Tana Nebraisa, the Oster Rab Nosson, who will Aser by, like Rab Nosson, who not only Asers B'Shtia, but he also Asers B'Hano when it's unintentional or when there is a kavana, a different kavana, like here for wine pressing, I would aser it even b'ano. That's why I'm waiting for somebody to show me that b'raisa. This sanya we learned in a b'raisa. If the goy, instead of using an instrument to measure the wine, he measured it bein biyad, either with his hand, bein beregular, with his foot. So the chachamim paskin yimacher, because the chachamim shita is, as we explained, that when there is a different intention, not an intention for nisach, we see clearly that he wants to sell it to the Jew. He's not intending to be menasach to his avodah zarah. So then there's only a problem of b'naseyem. If there's only a problem of b'naseyem, it's usher b'shtiyah, but it's
it's mutter banos, so that you're allowed to sell it. Rav Nosson says no. One if biyad aser, if he touched it with his hand. So once a hand touches it, that's the derech of nisach. So then the rabbanon were already geyser because of nisach, and therefore nisach. There's an iser not only of shtia but also of anah. Beregel mutter, if he does it with the foot, is it's mutter, because as we learned in the last Gemara, which Tysus linked up, the story of Ahu Yanuka, nisach the regel, loishme nisach. So there's no problem of nisach, even according to Rav Nosson beregel. If there's no problem of nisach, then it's mutter behanah. So Rav Nosson agrees that yemocher, that you could sell it. So now, if you think that Shmuel was waiting because he wanted to find a brisa, that the halacha is not like the Chachamim, the halacha is like Rav Nosson to Aser, bein behanor, bein bishtia. Wait a second. Amar d'amar Rav Nosson biyad beregel miyamar. I will tell you that Rav Nosson just says his halacha to Aser, bishtia and bano, only when he touches it with his hand. But he didn't say, who said that he said it with his foot? By his foot, he'll only aser b'shtia, because there's no nisach with your feet, and therefore there's only a chashash b'naseim. B'naseim only aser shtia, as the Ramban explained, and it does not aser, it only asers shtia, not hanah. And the Rishonim point out, Tosfos and the Rashba, that the lashon here, Amer, is difficult, because Amer means, I will say. What do you mean, I will say? Rav Nosson says it. The Gemara should have said that Ha'amar Rav Nosson biyad avaloi beregel. Rav Nosson said one line up, Rav Nosson Aimer biyad aser beregel mutter. So the Gemara should have not said Aimer, which is like I am deducing, I think that that's the pshat. Rav Nosson clearly stated that it's only aser b'hano biyad about beregel, it's mutter b'hano. So that couldn't be what what Shmuel was waiting for, it, that we should find a brisa like Rav Nosson, because even Rav Nosson beregel will be moited that it's not aser also b'hanah. He'll agree with the Rabbanan that in this case it's aser b'shtiyah but mutter b'hanah, and therefore the Jew in the case in Nardah would be able to have anah from the wine that the goy touched when with his feet when he was pressing the wine. Ella says the Gemara, De'im ashkach natana deshoi k'Rab Shimon. It must be that Shmuel was waiting for Rab Shimon to find a brisa that we pass him like Rab Shimon, that not only is it mutter banah, it's even mutter b'shtiyah, because Rab Shimon says not only is there no shal of nisach here, there's no shal of b'naseim either. Bein biyad, bein beregel, even biyad. The isser of stam yenim was only when it belongs to a goy. When it belongs to a Jew and a goy touched it, according to Rab Shimon, they didn't aser whatsoever. Therefore, it'll be mutter even bano. That's what Rashi brings down, that Rav Shimon on Daf Samach Amud Bey says, Nafla bor v'ola, Rav Shimon mater af b'shtiyah. Not only is it mutter bano, there's no iser of b'naseim either. And therefore, it's mutter even b'shtiyah. So that's what he was waiting for. But the Meforshim explained, apparently, no, he didn't find a brice that paskins like Rav Shimon. And in the end, he paskined like the Rabbanan, who say it's aser b'shtiyah, but mutter banah. And Rav Nosson beregel would agree with the Rabbanan. And that was the final psak of Shmuel in this case.
Continues the Gemara, who of the Dehavah B'Beirum, there was an incident that took place in a place called Beirum, there was a goy, David Kosolik Bediklo, that he was climbing up a palm tree, Va'isi Lulav. He brought down a Lulav. But how did the Konochis, as he was coming down, Noga, the Bach says the next word is Beresha de Liva Bechamra, Shaloi Bechavana. The head, the tip of the Lulav from the palm tree touched the wine, and he had no intention. In other words, he did it accidentally. And now the question was that the goya touched the wine. What's the status of the wine? So Shar Ye Rav Lizvun Eloyed Gechavim. So Rav permitted this wine to be sold to goyim. In other words, it's osur to drink it, but it's mutter Bahana, the Jew could get profit from selling the wine, although he couldn't drink it. Amrle Rav Kana Rav Asi Rav. So Rav Kana Rav Asi said to Rav, V'homar hu da'amar. You, Rav, said, you paskened elsewhere that Tinek ben Yoimoy, a goyish child who's one day old, if he touches wine, who oisei yayin nesach, he makes it into yayin nesach. And certainly by a goy as, who's one day old, as Rashi says, alma loy bein in kavana. You see that kavana is not necessary because a one day old child doesn't have kavana. And the Ran explains that what Rav Kana Rav Asi were asking to Rav is that from that halach of Tinek ben Yoimoy oisei yayin nesach, it would seem that you are postulating like Rav Nosson in the machlokas that we had before in the three shitas, that when there's unintentional kavana, it users not only b'shtiyah, it also users b'hano, like Rav Nosson paskin. If so, how did you permit this wine to be sold? Amar Lahusa Rav responded, Amr da Amri anna b'shtiya, b'hano mi Amri, you're wrong. When I said oisei yayin nesach, I didn't mean that it's oser b'hano. I meant it's only oser b'shtiya. In other words, really I was paskining like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan paskined in the case of Medida, where he had a different kavana. And we were comparing it to the case that happened in Arda, where the goy was pressing the grapes to make the wine. He was coming into contact with the wine with a different kavana. So in these cases, Rav is saying, I paskin like the Rabbanan. I don't paskin like Rav Shimon, it's mutter b'shtiyah. I don't paskin like Rav Nosson, it's aser even b'hano. I take the middle road like the Rabbanan, that it's aser b'shtiyah and it's mutter b'hano. And that's why I allowed him to sell the wine. Now, there are two basic differences between this case and the case that we had in Nardo, or the case of Medida. One difference is that in the case of the Lulav, he's not touching the wine directly. He's touching it with a Dover Acher, with something else, with the tip of the Lulav. And in the other cases, he was touching it at least with his feet, but his body was coming into direct contact with the wine. A second difference is that in those cases, he was touching it intentionally, but he had another kavana. He didn't have a nisach kavana. He had a medida kavana, measuring. He had a wine pressing kavana. And in the case of a tinoik, he has no kavana whatsoever. So Rashi's shita is that these differences do not make any difference. And we have learned the sugya according to Rashi. Likewise, it makes no difference whether it's a direct touching with part of his body or through something else. However, if we look in the Tosfos Divrei Maskil Hachi Garsinan, the first wide line at the bottom, in the middle of the daf, Hachi Garsinan b'roiv hasvarim b'hadi d'konachis naga b'reisha d'luliva b'chamra shaloi b'kavana. So Tosfos tells us that most svarim have the gears the way we have it in our Gemara, but if you look at the end of that Tosfos, around six lines from the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos says v'chein nimtze b'tshuvas ha'goinim d'loi goris b'reisha d'luliva ela naga b'chamra. Tosfos holds that the correct gears is like the tshuvas ha'goinim, that he didn't touch it with the tip of the lulav, he touched it with his hand accidentally. Because Tosfos holds there is a difference between touching it directly or touching it through another item. And therefore Tosfos says, how could Rav Kana and Rav Asi ask from Tinek ben Yoimoy? Tinek ben Yoimoy is a case of the child touching it directly. And here it's a case of him touching it with the tip of a lulav. That's why Tosfos holds that the correct girsa is that even in the case of the person who climbed up the palm tree, that he accidentally touched it directly. Otherwise, there would be no kasha from the case of Tinek ben Yoimoy, Tosfos holds. However, the Ran and Rashi, as we mentioned before, they hold there is no difference whether it's directly touching or through something else. Likewise, there's no difference if there's no kavana or he had another kavana, which we know is not a kavana l'nisach. We'll see at the end of the shir that Tosfos holds that this is a difference, whether it's no kavana, accidental, or whether there's a different kavana. Tosfos disagrees, and this is a machlokes rishonim. Continues the Gemara, Guf, Amar Rav, Tinnik, Ben Yoimai, Oise, Yayin, Nesach. Rav learned that a Goyish child who's one day old makes Yayin Nesach, which we learned means it's Osir Bishtiya, but it's Mutter Bano. Eise, Rav Simi Barchila, Rav, Halakech, Avodim, and Oive, Dei Kechavim. If somebody buys an Evid from people who were over Avodah Zorah, Shemol Avoloi Tovlu, and these Avodim had Mila and they did not have Tvila, we need to go over a few halachas concerning an Evet Knani. When a Jew purchases an Evet Knani, he is to try for 12 months to have him become an Evet Knani, to undergo willingly Mila and Tfila, and then after that process, he is chayv mitzvahs like a woman. But what happens if the Eved, which was purchased from the Ovdei Avodah Zorah, only had Mila and did not have Tfila? Rashi brings down the Gemara Nivam, Staf Mem Vav, Loilamein Ager, Achimo Vyitbal. He needs Mila and Tfila. If he only has Mila without Tfila, he still has a din of a goy. V'chein b'nei hashvachos, and so too, as Rashi explains, the children of maidservants who were in a Jewish home, and Rashi says these maidservants had not yet had tefillah, because if they had had tefillah, then the children that they bore would automatically be considered as Avodim Knanim. They would not themselves have to go through a tefillah process. But here it's speaking about the Shvachis did not have the tefillah. And now their children, who were raised in this Jewish home, and they only had Shemol Avoloi Tovlu, likewise they only had Mila, they did not have tefillah. The halach in both of these cases is that Roikon, their spittle, Umedrosan, and what they put their weight on in any manner, the halach is bishuk in the marketplace in Rishus Sarabim, the din is tummy. We should point out now that the Masoris HaShas tells us on Amud Beis that all of the Rashis on Amud Beis, beginning from bishuk, Devri Amaskal bishuk, until after Ha Kamashmalan, almost towards the end of the Amud, are all explaining the Gemara here. Although the Sugya that we're learning now is going to be repeated on Amud Beis, and it would seem that those Rashis are being Mefarish the Sugya Amud Beis, really all those Rashis are going here on Amud Aleph. So Rashi on Amud Beis explains that we learned in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav Amud Beis that the Chachamim were goyzer, that the goyim have a din of a zav. And this was not a suffix tumah, because then it would be bishuk, brishus rabim, a suffix tumah, brishus rabim would be tar. Rashi explains that this is a din vadai, and therefore, even in Rishus Ram, they are tame. And these two cases here, of alekei chavadim and oivdei kechavim, and b'nei ha-shvachos, if they had mila, not tefila, they have a din of a vadai goy, and therefore, even in a shuk, they're tame midin vadai. Va'amri lo, there are others who say that in both cases, tor, as Rashi on Amud Beis explains, because it's a milstu lo shchicha that a goy should be just in between Mila and Tvila, and on Milsle Shechel, like Ezra Rabbanan, they did not give the Gzeira of Roikon Medrasan that it should be a din zav to a goy. A goy doesn't have ziva midarais. It's only Gzeira Rabbanan. If it's a Milsle Shechel, the Rabbanan were not goyzer. What about Yenon in these cases, if they touched wine? Gedoylim oisim yayin nesach. Gedoylim could make yayin nesach. Ketanim ain oisim yayin nesach. And ketanim do not make yayin nesach. Ve'elen gedoylim ve'elen ketanim. And what constitutes a gadol or a katan? Not with an age factor, but rather it has to do with their knowledge of the practices of Avodah Zarah. Gedoylim means yoydim betiv avodas kechav misham sheo. They know the nature of Avodah Zarah and the accessories to the Avodah Zarah. Ketanim doesn't mean a young child, but rather means someone who ainam yoydim betiv avodas kechav misham sheo. They're not knowledgeable in how the Avodah Zarah operates. Ketanim yes. Anyway, we learned gedoylim in ketanim loy. So the kasha is that you, Rav, said that tinnik ben yoimoy, a katan, is oisei yayin nesach, that it's osur b'shtia, and here we see that a katan is who's a goy who had mila without tefila and he doesn't make it Yayin Nesach, he doesn't Aser it Bishtiyah, as Tosis, the bottom Tosis Gedolim in Ketanim Loivim, Tarmid Delishni Dein Oisin Yayin Nesach, Leser Bano. So Tosis is asking, what's the kasha on Rav? Rav was talking about shtia. Shtia is usher, and this brisa that says that ketanim do not make yayin nesach when they had mila without tefila, it's speaking about bahano. Answers Tosis, yesh loimer. The middle loimer farish le behed yishmami no dafila b'shtia le asri. So Tosis says, since he doesn't explain that, it must be that it is mutter not only b'hanah, but is also mutter b'shtiyah. It's across the board. And the Sefer Lechem Sesorim explains beautifully as follows. Bishlema, when Rav before said that Tinnik ben Yoyme oise yayin nesach, and we originally thought, we made a mistake, we thought that he was saying it's usur b'shtiyah and in anah, and then Rav explained his words, no, I only asked b'shtiyah, not b'hanah. Rav was able to make that statement because even though it's not a clear statement, it's ambiguous, but if somebody would make a mistake, what would be the mistake? That not only, like the Gemara thought in the Havamina, not only is Rav Asring Bishti, he's also Asring Bano. So he would make a mistake, L'chumra, Mashi Enkein, in this Lashon, when you tell me that, L'inyin Yayin Nesach, that G'doylem Oysim Yayin Nesach, Tanim Ein Oysim Yayin Nesach, so now you're telling me a heter. If you're being ambiguous, you're not being clear, so someone could make a mistake. And what would be the mistake? That not only is it mutter banah, perhaps Ein Oysim Yayin Nesach, it's even mutter b'shtiyah. That would be a terrible mistake. That would be something that's also, we would be saying that it's mutter. So the Tana would be careful not to state such an ambiguous statement, which could lead to a kula. And therefore, if he said Ein Oysim Yayin Nesach, he must mean that not only is it mutter bana, but it's also mutter b'shtiyah, and that's the kashan Rav. You, Rav, said that a katan ben yoyim is Oysim Yayin Nesach, which means it's asur b'shtiyah and mutter bana. From the words of that Tana, we see that he said it across the board, because he wouldn't have been ambiguous where a kula could have come out. Must be, because he holds that it's mutter bana and it's also mutter b'shtiyah. So how could you, Rav, say that it's Aser b'shtiyah? Answers the Gemara, Tirgum, we have to say, when is the heter of ketanim? By these two cases, only by the second case, not by the first case. By the first case, there the Yayin Nesach will be even by a katan le'inyin shtia. We're makel by b'nei shvachos because, as Rashi says on Amud Beis, since they were in this gadol in the house of Yisrael, they are much less connected to avodah zarah than an eved who was bought by the Jew from the house of an eved avodah zarah. So by bnei shvachos will be makel that the cotton will not make it usher to drink, but by a regular goy, by eved that was bought from the akum there, it will be usher b'shtiyah. I asked the Gemara, "Have a chen kamar?" You're saying that these two halachas, these two cases, are identical, the same. So the Gemara says, "No, it's not the gabi all the dim that are listed here, but rather only a roik and a medrasan, that the roik and the medras, both of the eved who is bought min oiv kachavim and by bnei shvachas, there the din is the same, but not legabe the halacha of." Yayin Nesach. Here we are comparing that not only is an Eved bought from an Oiv Kechavim Tamei, but even the lesser problem of Avodah Zarah, which is the Bnei Ashvachos, who were brought up in a Jewish home, yet were machmer that they have a din of a goy, legabe Tumas Ziva. Ask the Gemara, huh? Nichla Mandi Omer Tamei. That's good if you hold like those sheetas that we learned before Tamei. Ela Mandi Omer Torah Maik. But how are you going to answer Rav, the Stira, if you hold Torah? As Rashi explains in Amud Beis, because if you hold Tameh, then you're telling me a Chiddush, not only by an Eved that was bought from an Oved Kavim, is he a Zav, but also by Bnei Ashrachas. But if it's Linyan Tahara, what it should have said here are two statements. It should have said, Halakeach Avodim, Min Oved Kavim, Shemol V'loy Tavlu, Reikinu medrasim b'shuk tohar, and then I would know kal v'chaimer if they are tohar. Certainly b'nei hashrachas are tohar. I wouldn't even have to say that. And then I would say another halacha. I would say that b'nei hashrachas, their yayin nesach is only by gdolim and not by ktanim. And I would also figure out that that applies only to b'nei hashrachas who are brought up in a Jewish home. There the chachamim weren't geyser, but by lekech avadim and arvi chachamim, there even a katan, it would be a yayin nesach like Rav, and it doesn't say that. And therefore, it would seem to be that when it says the chayin, that it is the same. Legabi both halachas, legabi yayin nesach, it is the same. Eved that was bought ben oiv yichavim is the same as b'nei hashrachos. So we have the kashan Rav, says the Gemara, no. Hakamash Malon, even according to that man the armor that says Tor, I have a way to save Rav. Legabe Yayin Nesach, Rav holds there'll be a different din. Only B'nai Shrachas Ketanim, there's no Yayin Nesach. Mashiach came by Eved that was bought from Noiv Dukhavim. There is a Yayin Nesach. What's the V'chein? The V'chein is L'inyin Yayin Nesach, but not L'inyin Ketanim, as Rashi explains when I'm at base, but L'inyin G'doylim. L'inyin G'doylim, you're telling me, in both cases, side by B'nai Shrachas, side by L'kech Avodah B'nai Bukham, the din is, if they're Molav Eloi Tavlu, the din is, that G'doylim do make Yayin Nesach, HaKam Ashvalon, Avodim Dum Yud B'nai Shrachas, that there's a heter here that Avodim have, the same as B'nai Shrachas. What's the heter? Ma B'nai Shrachas, Molav Eloi Tavlu, who do is in Yayin Nesach? When is there a Loch of Yayin Nesach? Only if they're in the middle, between Mila and Tfila. But Molav Eloi Tavlu, if they had the whole process, Loi, then they're considered full of a Knanim, they have mitzvahs like Isha, and their Yayin will not be Yayin Nesach. So just like that, Allah is by B'nai Shrachos, Avavadim Kain. If Avadim had Mila and Tfila, then their Maga Yayin is Kosher. It's not Yayin Nesach. Who is this Lafuk? Lafuk, I mean Rav Nachman or Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Dom Rav Nachman or Shmuel, Halakech, Avadim and Rav Kachavim, Afal Pishmol of Tavlu. He holds, as we'll soon see, the shears for 12 months until the name of the Avodah Zorah disappears from their mouths, which takes 12 months. Even after Mila and Tfila, their maga is still Maga of Yayin Nesach. You need 12 months. Kamash Malon Deloy. That's why I'm comparing. That's the V'chein. Leheter, that the Gedoylim make Yayin Nesach only by Mol V'loy Tovel. But by Mol V'Tovel, just like B'nai Shrachos, we say right away their Maga is Tor, Huadin, by the Avodim, that their Maga right away is Tor. Not like Rav Nachman, name of Shmuel. And Taisus and Ahmed Beis, Divri Amaschel, Ad Shatishka Tarsa Avodit Chav Mipiem, which it says there is Shaykh to hear to Ahmed Alf, Taisus is Masber, just like there's no halacha of 12 months, according to Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel, by B'nai Ashrachis, because they were brought up in a Jewish home, there's no reason to think that they're still connected to the Avodah Zarah. So too, when a regular Goy becomes a Ger, you don't have to wait 12 months, even according to Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel, because right away we say that he's serving Hashem, and his Maga is not Yayin Nesach. It's only by an Eved who was bought by Yisroel from a Goy, where, since we learned before, it has to be done Beratzen, and Taisus says, Amos Rabbi Olav, Ve'enem Mizgar B'Lev Shalom, the second wide line in the middle of the Amud. So that's Taisus swore that he has, he's doing it out of trepidation from his new master. He doesn't really mean it. There, Rav Nachman Mishmuel says he has to wait another 12 months, but we are saying over here, V'chein, that just like B'nai Shrachas, you don't have to wait after Mol V'Tovel, Huadin by Avodim, after Mol V'Tovel, you don't have to wait. We're not choishish for Rav Nachman Mishmuel. Gufa, Om Rav Nachman Mishmuel, Halakech Avodim and Rav Nachman Mishmuel, Afbi Shemol V'Tovel, Oysen Yayin Nesach, Ad, Shatishka Avodim Shechom Mepia, V'Kama. How long do you have to wait? As we explained before, Om Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Ad Shnei Masr Chodesh, 12 months. Esve Rabbel Rab Nachman. Now Rab is going to ask the Kash Rab Nachman, and we're going to bring the same Brisa that we brought before, which is a Tosefta, Paragimel of Avodah Zarah, and we're going to ask this Tosefta is now going to be difficult on Rav Nachman. Before we used this Tosefta to ask the kasha on Rav. Now we're going to ask, use the Tosefta, the same Tosefta to ask the kasha on Rav Nachman or Shmuel. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Alkech avodim and ayvid kovim. Shemol of loy tovel. Vechem b'nei ashrocha. Shemol of loy tovel. Roikin amed rasna as we turn to daf nun zanam beis bishuk tomei. Because it's a vaday tum. Ve'amri lo sam se tor. Yeinon, we learn, gedoilum oisin yayin nesach. Tanim ein oisin yayin nesach. Eiling, doim ben tanim, doim shi yoidim etiv avadis chom misham shea. Those who know, tanim shi ein yoidim etiv avadis chom misham shea. Tani miyas. Now comes the kasha on Rav Nachman and Rishmul. We learned in this braisa that when is there a din of yayin nesach? Only by molu v'loi tovlu. Molu v'loi tovlu in, but molu v'tovlu loi. You, Rav Nachman and Rishmul, said you have to wait another 12 months, even after milu tefila. And here it says it only makes the yayin nesach, even by the gdoilim, only by molu v'loi tovlu, by molu v'tovlu. There is no problem. Right away, there's no yayin nesach. So it's shver on Rav Nachman and Rishmul. Tear gemah. So the Gemara uses the same approach that it did to answer Rav. Tirgum abnei shvachos. You know when we're makel that mila and tefila right away their maga is kosher. There's no yayin nesach. That's my bnei shvachos. The day were brought up in a Jewish home, but by Eved who was owned by a Eved kachavim before, there were machmir and he has to wait 12 months. It says havachang tani, same kosher like Amid Aleph. We compare the two cases are identical. No, it's not identical. We're only comparing it our roikin and medrasin. Legabi the din of Ziva, it's compared, not legabi this halacha. Sifrei the Gemara, ha nichlam on the Yomer Tamei. That's good if you learn Tamei. Elam on the Yomer Tor Ma'iklamei. But the same kasha that we had on Amid Aleph, if you learn Tor, then it should not have equated made v'chein. It should have made two separate statements. One statement, linyan tahara, that avodim artor from oivet kachavim, if you bought, and certainly bnei ashrachas, and another statement of yayin nesach, by molu v'loy tovlu, it'll be mutter by bnei ashrachas, by molu v'tovlu, it should have stated molu v'tovlu is mutter right away, but we'll know that that's only by bnei ashrachas. But by the Avodim, there they will not have a heter right away. They'll have to wait 12 months. So again, we have a kasha on Rav Nachman or Shmuel. It says v'chein, and if you say linyan tara, it shouldn't have stated it the way it stated. It shouldn't have stated v'chein. Hakamashmalan. No, there is a v'chein. There is something that we're comparing the two halachas together. Avodim dumi yidu b'nei shrachos. We compare avodim b'nei shrachos. Ma b'nei shrachos gedolim hu dois n'yayin nesach. Tanim ein ois n'yayin nesach. We learned beferish that the gedolim make yayin nesach by b'nei shrachos, but not the k'tanim. Because they were brought up in a Jewish home, they don't know about the avodah zor when they're k'tanim. Af avodim nami, even avodim that were bought from a house of an avodah zor, gedoilim oisin yayin nesach, ktanim ein oisin yayin nesach. Even for shtia, lafuke mit a rav, this will exclude rav, the omer rav, tinuk ben yoimai oisin yayin nesach. We learned on Amid Aleph, rav sheet is that a tinuk ben yoimai makes yayin nesach. This is a halacha by goyish children who are one day old. They make yayin nesach. Kamash malon deloy. Kamash malon, that it's by bnei shvachos, by avodim, gdoilim in, ktanim loy, and not like Rav said that there is a halacha of ktanim that it's usher. That's not correct. We're mamayit Rav, and that's the v'chein, that avodim are like bnei shvachos, that ktanim are mutter. So it comes out that if you hold that the medrash and the roik of a eved b'nei shvachos that were mol v'loy tovel is tahor, it's a milsloy shchicha. The rabbanon weren't geyser, so it comes out that Rav will have to say the v'chein is lafukim in Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel legabe yud beis chaydish waiting by mol v'tovel, and Shmuel will have to say that it's Lafuke Rav who holds that there's no, that cotton ben yoimoy asers b'shtia yayin esach. Shmuel holds no, that avodim are like bnei shvachos, that there it's mutter even b'shtia. At this point, we would like to learn the large bottom tosis, most of this tosis. It's very negei l'maisa, It's negated to the Mechaber and the Ramah that we spoke out at the beginning of this year. If Stam Yena Bizman Hazeh is Mutter Bano, and what Tosfos here is trying to do is to explain what we are Soymech on to collect our debts from Goyim and collect Yayin from them, if we know Stam Yenim is Aser Bano. Why Bizman Hazeh do we have Hanoah by collecting Stam Yenim from the Goyim? So first Tosfos analyzes that Shmuel, that perhaps this is based on Shmuel. As we just said, Shmuel argues on Rav, if we hold that the Medrash and the Reich of an Eved and a Bnei Shvachos is Tohar, then it came out from our sugya that Shmuel disagrees with Rav, and he holds that a Katan Goy Ben Yoima does not make it Yayin Nesach. So Tosfos points out that it's not only a one-day-old child, but as we learned before, Katnas has to do with Yodeya B'tiv Avodes Kechavim. Ben Yoyim Lav Davke, says Tosfos, even a bigger Eved who doesn't know about Avodah Zarah, according to Shmuel, who argues on Rav, it would be Mutter. And also it comes out according to Shmuel that Avodim Gedolim, even though they had Mila and Tefillah, they have to wait 12 months until the name of the Avodah Zarah disappears from their mouths. Now the shaila is, who's the halacha like? Is the halacha like Rav or is the halacha like Shmuel in these two machlokes that we had in our sugya? So he brings down that the Baal Hilchos Gedolos paskins not like Rav by Tinuk Ben Yoyim. He paskins like Shmuel that it is Mutter B'Shtiyah. The Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Shmuel Agabi, the other halacha, that you do need 12 months because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held that you need 12 months. And then Tosfos says that Pam Achas, the Re found written in a Tosfos, which was being learned in front of the Rabbeinu Tam, that in that Tosfos, they paskin the halachas like Shmuel. So we have the Bahag, and we have Rabbeinu Chananel, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like Shmuel. And the halacha is, if Rabbi Yochanan is arguing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol Shchein, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is arguing with either Rav or Shmuel. So in this case, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is siding with Shmuel against Rav, the halacha definitely will be like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because Rav or Shmuel, if they're arguing against Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is stronger than Rabbi Yochanan, he's certainly stronger than Rav or Shmuel. And also, the Tosfos brings down from the Seder Tanoim Amoraim, the Ksav Yad of a Rav Agadol Rabbi Yosef Toiv Ilem, he paskins like Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And also, the Rabbeinu Tam brought many rais to this, but then Tosfos says that all the Rabbeinu Tam's rais, you could be matche, you could say there are no rais. Then he brings down that the Rabbeinu Tam paskins that roikon and medrosan bishuk is tor. Why? Because since this is a shal of the Rabbonim, bishal soy from halachachar mekel, you go after the mekel. And according to that shita, that it's tor, by Roikon and Medrasan, we learned that Shmuel argues on Rav by Tinuk ben Yoimai. So Mimele, if we're paskening that it's Tor, Shmuel has no way other to learn the Brisa than to go against Rav by Tinuk ben Yoimai. And then he brings down from the Rashbam and the Ravon. The Rashbam was the grandson of Rashi, in the name of Rashi, that in the Tshuvos HaGoyim it says, "Bizman hazeh, there's no Yisra Noah by Magav Oved Kechavim B'Yayin, because the Oved Kechavim Shal Achshav Ein Regilin Nasch L'Avodetz Kechavim, and Cheshuvim, they're considered Ke'ein Yoidim B'Tiv Avodetz Kechavim Sham Sheah. They are like a Tinuk Ben Yoimai. And on that, we are Soymech to collect our wine for the Chayvus that are owed to us. Now, so it comes out that the first approach of Tosfos is that we're paskening like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds that there's no din of maga of a tinnik or of someone who doesn't know anything, like the goyim bizman hazeh who don't practice nisuch. So memelo, it's mutter.
But then he points out that the Ri asked a strong question to Rabbeinu Tam. Valdover is there shalach Ri Rabbeinu Tam. Hochazi diminoch umi avuch umi achich mishri magoi v'chavim b'yayin la'alma filu v'shtiyah. According to you and your father, really the Mitzvah Shas says it should be your grandfather, because Rabbeinu Tam's mother was the daughter of Rashi. So he's saying, based on you and your brother the Rashbam and your grandfather Rashi, it'll come out that b'zman hazeh there's no din of magei oivud kechav. A goy touches Jewish wine, it's mutter not only banot, it's even mutter b'shtiyah. Why? Because your brother Rashbam Paskin, in the name of your grandfather, Rashi, that Oiv Kham is Manazeh, are considered like a Tinnik Ben Yoima. And you said, what's the din by Tinnik Ben Yoima in the Machlag is Rav Shmuel? You Paskin like Shmuel, that Eino Oisiyan Nesach. And Shmuel is saying that it doesn't even answer it Peshtiyah. So it should come out that Magav Agoy, not only is it Mutter Bano, that you can collect your Choy for it, but it should even be Mutter Peshtiyah if you say every Goy today has a din of Ben Yoima, and Ben Yoima, you Pasuk like Shmuel, Shmuel's being matri even b'shtiyah. Rabbeinu Tam says the Talmud who said in my name that it's mutri even b'shtiyah, he said it in a bahola, because Chas v'Shalom, I never meant to say that it's mutri even b'shtiyah. Eloi ol aliboy el vaday. We paskin like Rav Bisurim against Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Bisurim, we paskin like Rav. So Tinnik Ben Yoimai does do a Yayin Nesach to Aser B'shtiyah. And my grandfather was right, that Oiv Chom Mizman are considered like a Tinnik Ben Yoimai. And Allah is not like Shmuel by Avodim that were Mol V'loi Tovel, that you need 12 months to get rid of the Shema Avodah Zorah. Because since we paskin like Rav, and according to that sheet that says that it's Tohar, then we have to say that V'chein is being Memayet, the din of Shmuel, which Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. That was the Sugya on Amid Aleph. So if we're coming out there, we're paskin like Rav Bisurim, and what's the V'chein? We only had an answer, V'chein, that by Mol V'Toval, that you don't have to wait 12 months. So V'chein Oyeminik B'nei Ashkenaz, that whenever they had an Eved, that had Mila and Tfila, right away, they didn't wait 12 months, and it was Tor. You're going to say that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Paskins like Shmuel. No, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi wasn't explaining Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi was speaking about it in Yevamos Mem Chesem et Beis, that when you buy an Eved from a Goy, you have to wait 12 months to try to convince him to become an Eved Kanani through Mila and Tfila. After 12 months, then if he doesn't agree, then you don't make him any more an Eved Kanani. So we took that halacha of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who was older than Shmuel. So Rabbeinu Tam says he couldn't have been Mefarish Shmuel. And we took halacha of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, we applied it to Shmuel, but not that Rabbi Shmuel Levi holds like Shmuel, and that's why, since you're always paskin Rabbi Shmuel Levi, we have to paskin like Shmuel. Well, no, here we paskin like Rav B'Yisurim. But the Ri had a kasha, good. I hear that you're saying that we paskin like Rav, and that's why it's also b'shtiyah, but it's mutter b'no. But the only time that Rav paskins it's mutter b'no is by a tinnik who has no kavana. But a goy today, you say he has a halacha like a cotton, but his, when he's touching, he has kavana when he's touching. And avad, it's worse to have kavana to touch than unintentional. So Rashi himself, we've learned on Amid Aleph, holds there is no difference between accident, unintentional, or touching with a different kavana. But Tosfos holds that the only time Rav was matrid was by a tinnik who's totally unintentional. So again, comes back to kasha: how are we matrid bizman hazeh to collect our chayvus to have a no from stam yenam? Stam yenam is osur bano according to Tosfos shita when you have kavana to touch, even though you might have some other kavana. So Tosfos says, the Chazer Rabbeinu Tam v'Amar Devarim Mitoich Halachas LeMetzina Rab Shuta LaHatir Magoy V'Chavim B'Yayin Va'Afloi Stam Yenim Banog. The only, you're right, Einichanami, you can't really find a Chlora Raya that it's Mutter Bano. The only thing you could do is to sell it to that Goy that touched your wine, because he brings down a Gemara further in Nun Testament Beis, that Goy who did a Hezek to you, so it's not Pshat that you're having a Noah from the Nisuch Hayayin, from the Stam Yenam, you're getting back what he damaged you. But Afal, and he brings down a story that Rabbeinu Tam was made on his father, Rabbeinu Meir, that he once got Yayin Nesach, and apparently for a choiv, he found out it was the Yayin Nesach, and he was mafsid b'yadayim. He didn't want to rely on a heter of Stam Yenim b'zman hazeh shemutar b'banav. But Afal became, even though his father did this, Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to usher it, because since Jews were doing it, then he brings a raya that perhaps it would be mutter b'anav, but he asks the question, if Chazal were geizer, that Stam Yenim should be usher b'hanav, so how we can only be mevatlit with a bigger bezdin, so how could we be mevatlit b'zman hazeh? So he says that they were only geizer on the menaschim. If a goy was not someone who did nisach, l'chatchila, they were never geizer. And that's the pshat that you have to say in a gemara further in Daf Samachay, that Rav has sent a korban to Bar Shoshech on his holiday, and he said, how could he do that? We learned you're not supposed to give him a present on his holiday. He's going to go moida to Avodah Zarah. So he said, Kim li begavei, I know that he's not going to bow down to Avodah Zarah. You have to say, even though Masa Matan B'yoyim Edom is Osir, and it's a Dovership of Minyan, but you have to say that L'chatchila, they weren't Geyser on someone who you know is not going to be Moida. So who had been over here, L'gavi Stam Yenam, will say that L'chatchila, if it doesn't involve Nisach, if you know that he doesn't have a Kavana for Nisach, we're not going to be Geyser, L'chatchila, they weren't Geyser Hano, the Isser Hano in that case. But then Tais asked the Kasha, which we mentioned before, from the rush, okay, al stamyenim, al nisachayayin, I understand why it could be mutter bahano. Because l'chatchila they weren't geyser if there's no chash of nisach. But what about b'nai seim? What about chasnus? On that, Tosis says that he doesn't speak it out as clearly as the Rosh does, but l'chayri, he means what the Rosh says. That l'chatchila, the isser of stam yenim, was an isser like bishulakim and pasakim, that it was usher b'achila b'shtiyah, but not b'hanah. It wasn't necessary to asr b'hanah to make a separation that wouldn't lead to chasanus. It was enough to asr it b'shtiyah. But why did they then asr it b'hanah? Because they saw that it was shchiyach, that the wine of a goy was in fact poured out to the avodah zara. So they made a second isser als nisach hayayin. If nisach hayayin, then it's an isser hanah as well. But b'zman hazeh, when the goyim are not aware of the practices of avodah zara, so we take away the factor of nisach hayayin. All we have left, as we said at the beginning of this year from the Rosh and the Ramban, all we have left is the part of B'nai Seim. B'nai Seim itself, Chasnas itself, is only an Isser of Shti, of Achila, but not of Isser Anoah. But Toysis ends off, and the Rosh says the same thing. V'hamachmer tovel of Broch, if you're machmer like the father of Rabbeinu Tam, who spilled out the Yayin Esk, he didn't want to have a Anoah from a tovel of Broch. However, Toysis is telling us, and the Rosh, and other Rishonim, and so says the Ramon in Shulchan Aruch, that B'zman Hazeh, there is a tzad to be makel on Stam Yenim, although it's mutter b'hanah because there's no chash of nisach, and al tzbenai seim, as we explained from the Ramban, it's only going to be osur b'shtiyah, but it will not be osur b'hanah, just like we find by bishulakim and pasakim.